That's awful, I said, remembering that as a boy I had my own version of the same dream. It was about my dog. I thought to tell him that, then didn't. Grief is grief, but a dog is not a father. It wouldn't be so bad if I had it every night. Then I think I'd know, even while I was asleep, that there's no smell of coffee, that it's not even morning. But it doesn't come. And then when it finally does, I get fooled again. I'm so happy and relieved, I even think of something nice I'll do for him, like buy him that 5-iron he wanted for his birthday. Then I wake up. I get fooled all over again. Maybe it was the thought of his father's birthday, not celebrated this year and never to be celebrated again, that started fresh tears running down his cheeks. I just hate getting fooled. It's like when Mr. Jones came down and got me out of world history class to tell me, but even worse, because I'm alone when I wake up in the dark. Mr. Grenville, he's the guidance counselor at school, says time heals all wounds, but it's been almost a year and I'm still having that dream. I nodded. I was remembering 10-pound, shot by a hunter one November, growing stiff in his own blood under a white sky when I found him, a white sky promising a winter's worth of snow. In my dream, it was always another dog when I got close enough to see, not 10-pound at all, and I felt the same relief, until I woke up, at least. And thinking of 10-pound made me think for a moment of our barracks mascot back in the old days. Mr. Dillon, his name had been, after the TV sheriff played by James Arness. A good dog. I know that feeling, Ned. Do you? He looked at me hopefully. Yes, and it gets better. Believe me, it does. But he was your dad, not a schoolmate or a neighbor from down the road. You may still be having that dream next year at this time. You may be having it 10 years on, every once in a while. That's horrible. No, I said, that's memory. If there was a reason, he was looking at me earnestly. A damn reason. Do you get that? Of course I do. Is there one, do you think? I thought of telling him I didn't know about reasons. Only about chains. How they form themselves, link by link, out of nothing. How they knit themselves into the world. Sometimes you can grab a chain and use it to pull yourself out of a dark place. Mostly, though, I think you get wrapped up in them. Just caught, if you're lucky. Fucking strangled, if you're not. I found myself gazing across the parking lot at Shed B again. Looking at it, I thought that if I could get used to what was stored in its dark interior, Ned Wilcox could get used to living a fatherless life. People can get used to just about anything. That's the best of our lives, I guess. Of course, it's the horror of them, too.